All right, folks, we're opening up this week's inbox as we close out the show, and I have the wonderful, illustrious Andrew Hess with me. Hey, Andrew.
Hello.
Great to have you here.
It's good to be here.
We thought, as I mentioned briefly as I introduced the show, that you would be a good guy to answer this, because you tend to be scouring the commentaries and websites and blogs of various theologians and others. So
I dabble a bit.
You dabble. You more than dabble. So let's hear what this girl has to say. She's saying, I'm a 24-year-old lifelong Christian woman who really enjoys reading and studying doctrine, theology, and the Bible. Sometimes I wonder if I'm hindering my ability for a man to lead me. The reason I think this is because I have some great guy friends that share this same love of learning and God, but they seem to be interested in girls who are less knowledgeable so that they can lead them and teach them. It makes me wonder, am I too spiritual to date?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, you kind of, you know, you feel, I really feel for the girl that submitted this because you do feel that. I feel kind of, you know, I feel her pain a little bit. You know, I'm a 33-year-old man, and I don't know what it's like to be a woman, which is appropriate that I don't know what it feels like to be a woman.
Okay.
But I think we all feel this sometimes. We all wonder, you know, is the reason I'm single because of this aspect of my personality or this trait or this thing that I like to do or don't like to do? And it's easy for us to kind of, you know, analyze ourselves and think, man, is there just something I need to change about myself? And then all of a sudden, you know, I'll switch into dateable mode. And so I think my first response to her would be kudos to you for taking up and studying the Word of God and enjoying these things. Like that's something that God has put inside of you. That's something that should be affirmed. And, you know, of all the different, you know, hobbies or things that you could like to do, liking to study the Word of God, liking to dig in and to nurture your mind is a good thing. And never let any guy make you feel like, oh, well, if I was a little less, you know, into the Bible or into my faith or less spiritual, then, you know, these guys would like me. I think you should be affirmed in, and that's a good thing, and that's something that you should go for. But at the same time, on the other side of the coin, I would say that sometimes with much learning, we can kind of take on qualities in ourselves that actually would push people away. You know, and as somebody, you know, I went to seminary myself, and there have been times where I've had to learn tough lessons of, you know, a lot of people are not drawn to the know-it-all person who, you know, always has all these little, like, oh, did you know this? And did you know this? Little trivial things or factual things. And so I think there is something to be learned, and the more we learn and grow in our faith, that we want to be gracious with the knowledge that we've been given. Mm-hmm. And so that it's not, so that what we've learned and our desire to study the Word doesn't become this boundary or this block with people, but that people actually look at that and say, I'm glad that you know these things and you're humble about it and you don't lord it over me that you always know the right thing and I don't. Mm-hmm. And so it, you know, if I was talking to her and she told me, well, you know, I'm always correcting people around me. I'm like, that could be something that you want to work on. Even though you know the answer or know the right answer, doesn't mean you need to always be interjecting that. And so one thing I would say is, you know, maybe even if that's your interest, don't let that be your lead. If you meet a guy, you don't lead with, well, my favorite book is Ezekiel, you know, or something like that. But to say, to let other qualities come out and let that be something that, you know, maybe comes, because I do think she's touching on something that we do see in culture. Is it does seem like, and I see this in my own friendships, that there are a lot of women who are more spiritually inclined. They're more likely to get involved in a small group, to get involved at church. They're more involved to do social things. They're more likely to get together with a friend and talk about spiritual things. A lot of men, even men that are, you know, that love the Lord and follow the Lord, don't do those things. And so sometimes I think women do feel like, you know, where are the men that can lead me? And I think that's just something where we have to really seek the Lord and say, you know, what are my expectations? And for men and women, I think spiritual depth looks different. You know, for a woman, I think spiritual depth a lot of times plays out in community and in conversation and things. And a lot of times guys, their character is more of an inner character. It's not something that they'll sit around with other guys and talk about as much. And so that might be another way to approach that.
Yeah. I think it's interesting just because, I mean, I could see some of myself in this girl. I mean, growing up, I was the one that was very much affirmed for what I knew and for my grades. And I was very competitive in school and even in spiritual gifts, minor administration and prophecy, which aren't the most demure gifts. And so I've battled this a lot. And I would just kind of to piggyback off of what you said, Andrew, encourage our listener to think of, as she talks about interests, is this her only interest? Is this what is, like you said, leading in her personality, in her, I mean, is she always gravitating towards that conversation where she has to speak up, where she has to put in some little bit of knowledge? Is she always walking over to the pack of guys and trying to be one of the guys instead of being with her sisters in Christ as well? And, you know, it's perfectly healthy to show other interests as well and to show that balance, because to be smart, to be knowledgeable, to be interested in doctrine, no problem there. But also, you know, don't be too one-dimensional. Don't be, you know, show that you enjoy other things, that you have a fun side, that you have a carefree side, that you have a side that fails, quite frankly, and that doesn't know a lot of stuff about some things. And so I think I would just encourage that for her. But no, as far as is she too spiritual today? No, hopefully not, unless she's carrying herself in a prideful manner where she's relying on that solely.
Yeah. So. And to the guys listening, I'd say she is a catch, you know? And I think sometimes there might be guys out there who'd be intimidated and say, I don't know, like, I think she's, you know, further along and ahead of me. And this is, you're picking a woman who is going to lead your children, to teach your children, who's gonna help you and lead a family. And so I'd say you want to pick somebody who, you know, if you can marry up, do it, especially in regards to spiritual things.
Yeah.
So.
And who's just interesting, you know? Yeah. I mean, if you're interested in this kind of stuff, you know, go for it. Find the girl that's like this. So very cool. Well, thanks so much, Andrew, for weighing in on this. All right, folks, that is it for this week's show. As always, we want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can answer your question in the future. When you are not writing us your next question, we want to make sure that you immediately after dropping this show, we want you to go and register for Pursuit 2014. Again, boundless.org/pursuit. Make sure you get your registration in right away because these spaces are going to be filling up very, very fast as we're seeing from our Save the Date numbers. So make sure you get in there. We're looking forward to seeing you this coming summer. Until next week's show, I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.